somebody approached me at the lunch break and said that she would like to talk about LDN and HIV at the mic, and I invite you to please go up to the mic and speak a little bit.
Years ago, this month actually, I was laying on the couch dying, literally dying. I had to write all this down because I can't remember. It's easier to tell you what I didn't have than what I actually had. I had nausea, Dr. Skip, diarrhea, vomiting. I lost weight. I would stagger down the hall. I couldn't even walk straight. My memory was severely affected. I could tell you something 20 years ago, but I couldn't tell you something that happened 2 weeks or 2 days ago. They determined that was encephalitis, HIV encephalitis. I had Epstein-Barr. I had chronic fatigue. I had thrush. My hair was falling out. I was allergic to just about every drug they gave me. My blood reports, it looked like a yo-yo. They were either high in this or low in that. My liver enzymes were off the chart. I couldn't breathe. I ended up in the ER over that because I had heavy labored breathing. I couldn't stand here 4 years ago. I'm a miracle, but I'm not the miracle. LDN is the miracle. And thank God for all of you researchers, anybody that has anything to do with this drug. I'm alive because of that. But you want to know what's the real miracle? I learned about this drug. I came off of my antiretrovirals. Not that they don't work. They do work. But let me tell you why I came off of them. I didn't want my liver to fail. I didn't want to have a heart attack. I didn't want to have my kidneys to fail. I didn't want to have neuropathy. And I certainly didn't want those buffalo humps, disfigurement. They have nasty sides, and the diarrhea and the nausea again. Nothing but bad side effects. So I decided to be like Peter and get out of the boat and walk on the water. I said, you know, I did my homework. I talked to anybody and everybody that would listen to me, and even Dr. Gluck, bless your heart. I would email Dr. Gluck. This was before I came off. I mean, after I came off. But he and Dr. Skip, they were always there for me, always answer my emails, always concerned, and I thank you for that. But I decided this was my life, and I had to do what I thought in my heart was the right thing to do. So almost 2 years ago, against my doctors, against my husband, I stopped the meds. But I never looked back. And you know what? I've never had one opportunist infection. Not one. And that's what kills AIDS persons. Not AIDS, not HIV, but the opportunist infections, because your immunity is so pulled down, you get other diseases. But I've never had a cold. I've never had not one thing since I've went on LDN. And I had to share this with all of y'all because it's made such a difference in my life. I would never, these people I hear on the blogs, what if I come off? Why would you want to come off? I mean, we have a miracle drug here, now. We don't have to wait 20 years from now or 50 years from now. It's here right now. It's just, we all have to do our part and get the word out. That's what it's taking. You know, I still go to my doctors. Not that they're doing anything for me.
Don't sit down before you tell us how you're doing with your labs.
Okay, that's another miracle. My when I came off the my CD4s were never great to start with. When I was sick and dying, they were 78, which is pretty low. And then I got on the meds, and the highest they've ever been on the meds was 232. So when I came off the meds, went on the LDN, they did take a plummet. But they've been over a year and a half, they've been in the 80s. They've never, actually one time, they increased 50 points only on the LDN.
Right.
So, but then they stabilized about 80. I just think that for me, that I have been had so many problems in life. I think that my CD4s were probably always low. That's something we don't know, because they don't generally measure your CD4s unless there's a reason to. They don't measure them on healthy people.
Are they measuring your viral count?
Yes, they measure everything. I'm always greater than 100,000, and that's because that's the limit to the machine that they send mine to. I really don't know what my viral load is, but I really don't care because, to me, my whole outlook on AIDS is probably totally different than everybody's sitting here. I don't put a lot of stock in a viral load. I don't put a stock in a CD4. I don't need a test to tell me I'm alive and how I feel.
Right.
You know, if I listen to these naysayers, and that's what they are to me, they're negative naysayers.
Right.
You know, I would be on those toxic drugs. I wasn't going to do that. But I'm not the normal patient. Most patients, for good or bad, will listen to their doctors. They will take what they prescribe, and they'll believe what they tell them. I had the conversation with Vicky here. Doctor tells you you're going to die in 6 months. Well, if you accept that mentally, you're going to be dead. You may as well go see the mortician. My outlook has always been different. I'm a cancer survivor, so when somebody told me you have AIDS, I'm like, well, okay, big deal. I mean, I looked at it this way. I wasn't happy to get AIDS, but I was happy to get a diagnosis. I figured I beat one incurable disease, I can beat this. So I think, and that wasn't touched on, I wanted to ask the doctor with his patients that some of them did well on LDN and others died. And I thought to myself, I bet it has to do with their mental frame of mind. If they've accepted their problem is it's hopeless, then I think that plays a lot into it. My doctors can't scare me into taking the meds because I won't do it. But they still follow me because I think they're curious. They don't understand it, but I'm hoping over time they will understand.
Outstanding.
Any
just wonderful.
Questions?
Thank you. Since we lost the speaker, go ahead.
I'd like to address this to the other speakers that have talked about cancer. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. I have over 200 women on LDN as breast cancer survivors. When I look at the literature, I see where the estrogen-positive breast cancers respond well. However, if you remove the estrogen, they don't respond according to the papers, especially in, now this is in the lab as far as the MCF7 cells. Mm-hmm. I know that when you give a gentleman with prostate cancer Lupron or any type of androgen blocking agent, the LDN does not work anymore. And I'm wondering if anybody has any experience with estrogen receptor negative breast cancers not responding as well to LDN as the positives do.
Not that I've heard of.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't draw that analogy between the what happens in the men with prostate cancer and women. This is Nola speaking. Yeah, did she speak with you before? Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ada. Yes, Lola was estrogen negative and feels that she's been cured by being on LDN. She hasn't had any recurrences.
I heard today that if you've had either an interferon or Navantron or a steroid within 1 year, you probably shouldn't go on LDN. And I'm just wondering if there's anyone in the room that did go on LDN within 1 year. And I'm kind of wondering how a cancer patient could ever get on LDN. I don't have cancer, I have MS, but I'd be interested in talking to anyone that may have gone on LDN within 1 year of having either those two components.
Well, after all, what does that mean, one shouldn't go on LDN? What is it? What adverse effect would it have should one go on LDN in that circumstance? I don't know of any. So that there really isn't a downside to, concern would be it wouldn't be as effective. Pat?
I've had patients on LDN who have been on steroids.
Sure.
They've done well, quite a few of them. But I would say the percentage would be well, so it's smaller.
Right. Dr. Crowley, I don't know if you heard his answer. Certainly he's had patients on LDN who taken steroids, and his sense was that they did well in general, but he had the feeling that some of them probably didn't do as well as they could have, perhaps because of the steroid doses they had.
Hi, yes, my name is Janet. I have relapsing remitting MS, and I went off of Avonex in January, and I had a major flare, and I was on the steroids, a major steroid treatment in February against my better wishes, and I started LDN in May. And so I am here to say within, 4 months of having been on steroids, I started the LDN, and I'm great. I feel great today. I want to let everyone else know also that I usually have a low white blood count. I've, around 4, 4.5. The Avonex lowered my white blood count to 2.7, and I was almost put into hibernation mode to be away from everyone. I want to let everyone know here within 1 month's time of being on LDN, I was up to over 5.5 on my white blood count. So I'm a living testimony that it is an immune modulator, and I thank God for it.
Right. Dr. Bihari used to say that although he didn't feel that for acute or subacute Lyme, LDN had a special role, he strongly believed that those people who develop chronic symptoms after Lyme infection probably are experiencing an autoimmune phenomenon, and LDN steps right in there. Important to use. Okay. Oh, a hand went up.
I'm sorry, one more question. I don't know. I talked to Dr. Smith briefly earlier. I am a nurse, and I contracted CDT working in the hospital and went on LDN just to help get better, and it's helped me tremendously. Has anyone else used that? And I know CDT is worldwide. It's not just in the U.S.
You know, you can't use the acronym. You have to say what that is.
Oh, Clostridium difficile toxin. So, is anybody using LDN for that?
Does anybody know that?
Clostridium difficile toxin. It's a bacteria infection you can get.
C. difficile. You know, it tends to pop up after a good deal of antibiotic use as a colon superinfection that's tough to treat. I don't know of any reports, but it's certainly a good idea. In most cases, it gets better by itself if you survive it. Yeah. Anyone else? Questions? No, I can't take the whole comments from him. Sorry. Okay, we'll look forward to conference number 4, and please listen to Susan and spread the word. Do whatever you possibly can to tell others and call their attention. They can get, you know, quicker information if they'll go to the website. You all know what the main website is, but there are other websites also supportive of it. Have a good trip home, everybody. It's good to see you.